Alrighty, and we're back. And well, it wouldn't be Tuesday without having one of the lovely people from Scorpio Books on the line to give us an insight into the world of literature. This morning we've got Ray on the line. Ray, how are you going?
Oh, I'm going all right, Liam. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How's the world of literature?
Oh, the world of literature is ticking along very nicely. It was very exciting last week. The New Zealand Book Awards happened, the Ockhams, which was a very exciting time for everyone. So we've got a new reigning champ of New Zealand literature, which is very exciting. And a local poet won the top prize in poetry, which is also very exciting. So it's been a good week.
Go Otatahi, represent, we like that.
Yeah.
Were there shocks, surprises, or was it expected wins?
I think I expected the win for the fiction book that won was a book called Kura Nai Tuku, and it's very cool. I haven't read it fully myself, but it looks and sounds incredible. And it's split in half, so you can read it from either end, start it at either end of the book, and then it kind of meets in the middle, and it's kind of deals with it's like a retelling of a Māori myth, and it just looks incredible. So I was stoked at that one, but there was a bit of a shock in the non-fiction category. I think that so there was a book called The Mirror Book, which everyone loved last year. It's a memoir by Charlotte Grimshaw. And it didn't take out the main prize, and everyone's now calling for a separate prize for memoir compared to like general nonfiction, so that there can be more representation across that that genre, which I kind of agree with.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised there's not like a memoir section.
Yeah, it just gets sort of lumped in with nonfiction, and so there's quite heavy, more kind of academic or historical, social sciences kind of texts that get lumped, put in with memoir and more personal nonfiction. And I think that there needs to be a bit more of a separation there, maybe.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Who did win that?
The nonfiction, it was one, I can't remember the author's name, but it's a book about it's a historical book about the New Zealand land wars, I believe.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, still an important topic anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It deserved to win. Like, it absolutely deserved to win. It's just that there was another book that also deserved to win. It's like, yeah, but they, like, fit in almost different categories.
Well, hopefully the organisers are listening right now.
I'm sure they've heard the feedback from more important people than me.
Nonsense, they aren't more important. Anyway, what is your book for us today?
Well, I've been sort of accidentally reading a lot of like literature that deals with pandemics recently. I think it's very fascinating.
Okay.
I think it's interesting now that we're sort of 2 years into this like new reality. People are starting to make decisions about whether their work kind of deals with it or approaches it or just pretends, you know, that we live in a world in which it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And so I read a book called Burnt Coat by Sarah Hall, who's a British writer. It's a very thin book. It's almost like novella size rather than novel size. It comes in, I think, under 200 pages. And it's a novel about an artist called Edith who lives alone in this massive converted warehouse called Burnt Coat, which serves as her apartment and also her like studio. She makes, she's an artist and she makes massive sculptures. That's been her whole career. And as this pandemic rolls through, and the author makes this really fascinating decision to make it it's like there's lots of similarities to our current experience, but it's definitely not the same thing. It's a sort of more serious, like more deadly disease than a current one, but there's lots of similarities in kind of government and society response in the book. And she sort of retreats into this big building called Burnt Coat with her very, very new boyfriend. I wouldn't even go as far as to say boyfriend, like her new lover.
Right, okay.
And then it just sort of plays out in this fascinating way where, like, we're dealing with this, like, epic kind of, like, national response and also this incredibly personal sort of playing out of, like, that relationship and how we deal with you know, disaster and tragedy. And it's told kind of from a future place, like, looking back on that. So it sort of messes a bit with, you know, how in lockdown your like, sense of time and memory goes a bit warped when you spend too much time just in one little bubble. And the book kind of feels a bit like that. It's so it feels like very present and like, but also it feels very kind of set in the future. And yeah, it's fascinating. I really enjoyed it. It is strange and eerie and quite gross in places. It feels very physical and like visceral. And it's wonderful. It's incredible writing. And it sort of deals with creativity and desire and how those things are warped as we live through difficult times.
Well, it sounds like, to be honest, this book offers like the whole spectrum of emotion, really.
Yeah, it's wild. It's a real roller coaster, and it's so tightly woven because it's so small, you know. It's just beautiful.
And what's the book called again?
It's called Burnt Coat, and it's by Sarah Hall.
Well, yeah, you've sold me on that one, quite frankly. Did it kind of, I don't know, give you PTSD almost of the last 2 years?
I don't know. I feel like with authors that are talented enough, there's kind of it felt like there was a separation almost. And I think, I mean, we kind of sit in quite a different place in New Zealand, having quite as many experiences of these, like, very drawn out, very frightening lockdowns, which, you know, Sarah Hall is a British writer, and I also read a book called The Sentence by Louise Erdrich, which is set in the United States and also deals with the pandemic, although, like, a very much more like a realistic view of it. And those ones, that, like, I feel like they've got this experience that I just didn't quite relate to, so it was more of an eye-opener for me as, like, oh, wow, we got real lucky, you know? Like, this was real, yeah.
Yeah, we did in many ways, really.
In many ways.
So if people want to come grab this book at Scorpio Books, if they want to come say hello to the crew, where can they find Scorpio Books?
They can find us at the BNZ Centre. They can access it from Cashel Street or Hereford Street or Colombo Street, and we're just right in the middle there in the courtyard.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like it's been a while since we've had you on.
I know, we haven't chatted in a while, but I'm so pleased to have been chatting today.
Well, likewise, and a great, great book recommendation. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.